All right, I want to ask you a question to get things started here this evening, and that is, do you like to play games? Around here, we've been playing a particular game that we've really enjoyed, and the thing is, you're continuing to learn and grow and to develop in your understanding of it. Maybe you guys in your home families, or maybe now you play chess or checkers or board games or video games. I don't know. This game is a card game. It's called Phase One. And you really have to think, and you have to organize, and you have to play with a specific goal in mind. So it requires some focus. Phase 10, I'm sorry. It requires focus, thought. It's really a lot of fun. Great game for interaction and that sort of thing. And occasionally, especially when you're learning, there are guidelines or there are instructions that define how the game is played, right? And who do you think wrote those instructions or those rules for the game? Well, do you think it's those people who are playing the game? Do you think they're the ones establishing the rules? You know who that is? It's the person or whoever it was, team of people maybe, that created the game. And I cannot tell you, I'm kind of the rules guy, I guess. Like if different scenarios come up where I have to interpret certain actions that are happening, I can always pull out the rules and check it out, look it up, and so that we're playing the game, you know, the right way. And so the creator of the game creates the rules, and they also generally determine how to play it and the steps that achieve the proper flow or the way the game is played. And they also decide who wins. So the creator of the game determines everything about the game he or she has created. I think you understand this, right? Well, how about the life? How about life, the universe, the world in which we live? Who do you imagine understands more properly than the human who is upon this planet understands how life would be lived in the most blessed way? And it's kind of a rhetorical question, because obviously the answer is God. He created this universe. He created this world. He created basically everything that we get to enjoy and participate in. And so there are really three entities that I want to talk about tonight that I'm going to say flow right along with us being able to really enjoy a quality of life. Now, last week, Michael Barbera did a great sharing about peace that passes all understanding. And I want to review those verses in Philippians chapter 4, if you would. Philippians chapter 4. I'll be reading out of the New International Version. And he shared last week that peace is a quality of undisturbed believing, where potentially nothing is allowed to disturb us. It is a supernatural peace from God that passes all human understanding. It's a supernatural peace. Now, in the New International Version, reads verse 6 of Philippians 4, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Verse 7, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." I would say, having peace in a person's life is a really important foundational thing that we're all blessed with. We've all been given peace through the work of Jesus Christ, but manifesting and appropriating that in the senses world might be a little bit different matter from day to day. But just to kind of wrap up that subject, which I felt like Mike really handled well last week, I want to look at Romans 15 and in verse 13. Again, I'm reading from the New International Version. Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Enough said? Yeah, amen. Okay, take your Bibles and go to Psalms, wonderful book of Psalms. Psalm 46, the next subject, the next, I'll call it a rule, the next rule that we're going to talk about tonight is listed here in Psalm 46, and it's in verse 10. Love this simple, small verse. I don't think it needs a lot of interpretation. God says, be what? Be still and know that I am God. You know, this word still in the Hebrew means to let go, stop striving, slacken, and let it drop. It's actually a picture in the Hebrew way of thinking of loosening a clenched grip on the circumstances and the outcome and trusting God, who is faithful over both the circumstances and the outcome. You just clench your hand here for a moment and then just let it go. You know, it's a picture of loosening our clenched grip on circumstances and the outcome and really releasing it and just trusting that God will resolve. Be still and know that I am God. Look back in Psalm 37, another wonderful section of the scripture that identifies some just great things. Verse 7 of Psalm 37 says, be still, and be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Don't fret, don't worry, don't get anxious. It only leads to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Verse 7 again, be still before the Lord. We just have to let go of some of these things that we want to carry so closely to our heart and let it drop. Let go and let God. And finally, the third one I want to talk about here tonight briefly is rest. So first of all, peace. Secondly, stillness. And thirdly, rest. Rest is freedom from work, freedom from toil, freedom from strain, and freedom from activity. It is actually this cessation of motion or action of any kind, and it's applicable to any body or being as rest from labor, rest from mental exertion, or rest of body or mind. A body is at rest when it ceases to move. The mind is at rest when it ceases to be disturbed or agitated. However, the sea is never at rest. And you know what? Many believers live their lives more like the sea than the Lord. You know, our ultimate rest is found in Christ. He invites all of us, as you will remember from the Gospels, all who are weary and burdened, to come to him, cast our cares on him, and he will provide that rest. Look in 1 Peter chapter 5. Another wonderful reminder from the scriptures, from God, that he wants us to release those things that we are just so prone to carry so many times. Look in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, if you would. Verse 6 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Verse 7, cast all of your anxiety on him before, because he cares for you. I believe the King James says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. God cares, see? And it's in him that we find that type of complete rest from the cares of the world, from the sorrows that plague us, from the need to work to make ourselves acceptable. We no longer observe the Jewish Sabbath because Jesus Christ is our Sabbath rest. We find complete rest in him from the labors of our self-effort because he has provided rest. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, why don't we take a quick look there? 2 Corinthians 5:21, where it says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So we can cease from all of our spiritual labors and rest in him, not just one day a week, but all the time. You know, God created the best way for us to live this life. He created us. He created this world. He created this universe. And he's a heck of a lot smarter than we are. And he gave us at least these three things. Peace, that undisturbed quality of believing. I've heard it as undisturbed tranquility. And stillness, to just let it go. Let go and let God release your grip on it and let it go. And also rest. And sometimes rest is just not completely being totally vegged out and lazy. It's just letting go and learning to put the cares and concerns where they really belong, because we just get exhausted and worn out from trying to carry those things. So that's really what was on my heart tonight to share. Peace, stillness, and rest. And, you know, if you play a card game and you play by the rules, you follow it to the letter. Why can't we do that same thing with the Word of God, the things of God that we have received so freely spiritually? And just walk in the blessing and in the liberty that Christ has given to us and made us so free. So, Father, thank you for these words of grace, these words of truth, these words of faith, and how they strengthen us, encourage us, Father, and give us great comfort as we go along life's highways. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.